Well, shalom and good morning. Boker Tov. I'm going to ask you if, as a courtesy to others, if you would remember, and I think maybe sometimes you forget and you start to pray, but if you will mute your phones, then I can hear everybody when they sign on. It just does something for me. When I hear each person sign on, it just kind of goes into my spirit like we're one and like we're a prayer force. And so if you're praying even, or if you're reading your word or talking, I can't hear. So I would really appreciate it. I think it helps other folks too, if we can hear each other. And when we sign on, and when you sign on, then mute your phone. Bless the Lord. There was a time when I didn't know how to mute my phone, so maybe you could find out how to do that. Bless the Lord. So glad to have you. Last week, we were only lacking Delaware. So I didn't hear if New Hampshire's on today, but we have a great representation. And I want to start off with a prayer request. We don't usually pray for the sick on here. I know you all are prayers, and I know you're praying for people, but we have a very special lady. I mean, this woman is beautiful inside and out. And this past week, they removed her legs, both legs before the knee, below the knees. And they're going back in. I think it's today. I'm not sure. And they're going to see if infection indeed has been stopped, and if healing has started, and if not, they're going to amputate again above the knees. I know that you all are prayers. You don't need to know her name. She's in a hospital in Tulsa. And if you would, let's just pray right now for her. Father, Father, in the name above all names, you know who she is. And I'm asking you, we're asking you, all of us together, for a dear sister, that there would not be a further amputation. And in the name above all names, we rebuke the devourer, the one who would eat her flesh, the one who would cause her to lose her legs. We rebuke you and any of your infection you get out of her right now in the name above all names. Well, you are a prayer call for Israel, and we have had the Christians United for Israel Summit on YouTube this week. It is on YouTube now. It's already over, but all the sessions are on YouTube. You can get a really good information briefing from the IDF, from the Israeli Defense Forces. All amazing speakers are on there that you can choose. I know it's on YouTube. It may be on CUFI.org. I'm not sure, but I know it's on YouTube Summit, CFI Summit. Now, there is a must-watch, and the must-watch is the City of David virtual tour. I have been in the City of David many times from when they first started really digging it, but that virtual tour put it together for me. And there you can see where the kings and where David was, and how the walk was when Jesus was, when he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He was on the walk that they're going to show you that goes from the pool of Siloam, which in its original state was two Olympic pool sizes. And they're going to show you the walk from there up to the Temple Mount. And that's where he was when he made that statement in John chapter 7. So that is the City of David virtual tour with Zeev Orenstein, a CUFI Summit YouTube must watch. As we pray today for Israel, one of the big things is annexation. And, of course, this came from the Vision for Peace. There are some groups that are saying that it wouldn't be good, even some Christian groups, but I don't agree with that. I think it would be good. I think that all it is just a matter of saying piece by piece, we're agreeing with the Bible that this belongs to Israel. And so the position of CUFI, Christians United for Israel, is praying for the annexation. But in the name above all names, it all belongs to them. It all belongs to them. And so that's one of the things that when we begin to pray in the Spirit, perhaps the Lord will give us utterance on. Another thing we're going to ask him to give us utterance on is El Al has canceled all of its flights until further notice. Passenger and cargo flights are canceled until further notice. This is a couple of reasons. One of them is the pilots' union. Only 100 pilots have been able to work during this past COVID-19 crisis. The company has had, as you know, it's hit them economically terribly bad. And so I think that they need to reach an agreement. That's one of the things they need to reach an agreement on. But it's also the economy that will help that airline go and their tourists. We're going to really be praying about their economy here in a minute. The coronavirus is another thing. They've had an increase in cases, but they've had an increase in testing. So that kind of goes together.